If you're wondering if Frankenberry contains any actual monsters, no, it's cereal. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, part of a complete breakfast. I'm Brady. It's Thursday, March 7th, National Cereal Day. Some people have been eating cereal for breakfast for decades. Others have avoided it. And then there are the people who have taken cereal makers to court over some pretty eye-opening claims. Maybe the best examples of these cases came in 2009 and 2010. In the records, you'll find them under Werbel v. Kellogg and Werbel v. PepsiCo Incorporated. The plaintiff went to court over the sugary spinoff of Cap'n Crunch known as Crunch Berries. Lawyers argued that the litigant had been misled by the name of the product, which, quote, conveys only one message, that Cap'n Crunch has some nutritional value derived from fruit. The judge's ruling essentially said, take another look at the package. It shows, quote, cereal balls with a rough textured surface in hues of deep purple, teal, chartreuse green, and bright red. These cereal balls do not even remotely resemble any naturally occurring fruit of any kind. The ruling also established in American jurisprudence that in the name of this cereal, the word crunch is a modifier of the word berries, meaning that we're talking about sweet, colorful, and crunchy balls of cereal, not fruit. There's actually quite a bit more case law related to fruity cereal names. A few years before the Crunchberry lawsuits, there was a series of cases involving Fruit Loops. The plaintiffs in these cases argued that Toucan Sam's favorite breakfast was violating consumer protection law in California because the first word in the name of the cereal was fruit, yet it didn't actually contain any fruit pieces. The courts rejected these claims about as sharply as the ones about Crunchberries. One judge pointed out that the word fruit in Fruit Loops is actually spelled F-R-O-O-T, which is a clue that the cereal isn't actually fruit. In one case where the plaintiffs had suggested that the shape of the cereal resembled real fruit, the judge said, "What part of unnaturally colored crunchy flat rings look like fruit?" That judge was also not thrilled with the plaintiff's claim that they only started to feel misled about the product after buying Fruit Loops on and off for 4 years, which is a lot of time to be unsure of what the cereal is made of. But in case there is any further confusion out there about what's what, let's just spell it out. Crunchberries is made of cereal, not berries. And Fruit Loops is made of cereal, not fruit. And before you ask, Peanut Butter Puffins made of cereal, not birds. You can learn about the lawsuits against cereal at CoolWeirdAwesome.com. We've got a little more cereal for you after this short break. Welcome back. Did you know Cap'n Crunch had a nemesis? In a series of ads in the late 1980s, the Cap'n and his friends faced a relentless onslaught from some kind of milk-based creature called the Sogmaster. I'm Brady. In the end, Cap'n's crunch power won the day. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.